Welcome to Story Breakers, a show where we come up with a brand new film idea every single episode.
And if you like it, it's yours.
I'm your host, Chris Brennan.
And I'm Stephen Ryan.
All right, guys. So if they're joining us for the first time, here's how it goes down. Myself and Stevie are going to come up with a completely original plot from beginning to end right off the top of our heads. Today is actually a special story pitch original episode. So if you have any film ideas that you'd like us to tackle, then let us know by dropping us an audio pitch, which we will play on the episode. Just about a quick 60 seconds of what you'd like us to start with could be fine. Or you can use the hashtag StoryPitch on Twitter.
Alternatively, you can hit us up with a reboot challenge, where we'll do a fresh take on an existing movie. This can also include prequels, sequels, spin-offs, whatever you want, really.
Yeah, just the tougher the better. Take a film, like the way I always look at it is like, if you went into a studio and they were like, you have to make a reboot, which one would it be? So hit us up with your choice, and we will tackle it on a future episode.
My favorite example of it is when we've done Truman Show 2. There's never going to be a Truman Show 2, but we've done it, so it's like, you know, check out that as a past episode.
That was a fun one, too. Okay, so today we actually have an original story pitch. This is coming from Chris Hu at @hire_boy. I think it's Chris Hay. It's H-A-I-G-H.
It's Chris H, baby.
When a psychic is killed on a flight over the Atlantic, the demon hiding inside her body uses that as a portal to wreak havoc on the plane, forcing the crew and passengers to fight for their lives and for the fate of the planet.
Ooh. So, ghosts on a plane then?
Yeah. So, there we have. So, that's our pitch. So, we're going more horror-y, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. Horror adventure.
So cool. This should be pretty fun. Actually, I really like the pitch. It's really nice. It's concise. Yeah. And it gives us all the things that we really need.
Exactly. We have a major bullet points there. Did we also get some correspondence about actors to play?
Yeah, I put out a couple of questions on Twitter recently because I wanted to find out from people, like, one, what should the occupation be of our protagonist? And who would you prefer us to play? So I got a couple of ideas. I think this would be good just to kind of whet your appetite and kind of loosen your imagination.
Get the character saliva going.
Yeah, that's right. So at Majestic Focus says a librarian, because a librarian could also be a shapeshifter character, incorporating good and evil traits and motives. That's pretty
interesting. That's very specific. I've never met a librarian who's a shapeshifter, but
yeah.
The way they said it there, I was kind of like, it's a common thing.
I think that's a really good idea, even if it's not the main character, but the benefit of a librarian can be the explain-a-plot person.
Exactly. They read all the books. They know all the ghosts.
Oh, I read about this in Necronomicon, you know?
Yeah, this is
blah, blah, blah.
He's from the Golden Yellow Pages Ghost Directory.
Ghost Directory. Yeah, so I think that's really interesting. Even if we don't go for the lead character being a librarian, I think somebody else could fulfill that remit. We also have at Sentinel Audio says a civil engineer building roads and shit. I don't know. Oh, he wants to play by Adam Driver.
So Adam Driver's going to pave the way of the story.
Oh, snap. I never put out the idea that it's going to be based on like an airplane. So he's talking about, he can deal with like evil bridges. I was like, oh. An evil bridge, man.
Like evil bridges, they're the ones where the trolls that are too afraid to go under.
Yeah. So I think maybe at some point, if the plane's going down, it might pass over a bridge or something, or under a bridge. That's really low. And then we have Mike Scholl, at Mike Jolitz, says Shia LaBeouf should be in it, but his character dies in the first 2 minutes.
I knew there'd be a caveat. I knew it. Straight away, as I heard Shia LaBeouf, I was like, there's something interesting going to happen here.
Excellent. So thanks, guys, for your info and all your requests for what's featured in this story. So we have to put a couple of those things in.
I'd say we go all of them. I'm happy just to shoehorn them all in.
Okay, sweet. So Adam Driver, then, is he our lead?
He could be, yeah, definitely one of them. I'd like to have maybe a couple of women in this.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, it's ghosts and
One of the women could be like
a librarian.
The librarian character. We can play with a librarian. There doesn't have to be that. But I think it fulfill that kind of, I know what's going on and everyone thinks I'm crazy. Because when you think something goes down on an airplane, I don't really think it's just going to explode out and people go crazy. I think there's a lot of that film, The Thing, in it, where maybe it jumps into another person and they're trying to figure out who's the possessed one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. That could be pretty cool, actually. So basically, ghosts, demons that can hop in between body to body. Like, yeah. You know, so we never know which one. Yeah, I like that.
So cool. And then we have a psychic that dies, so maybe the librarian could be related to that person.
Of course, they go hand in hand together. Psychics and librarians.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's going to play our psychic and librarian?
You know, for the psychic, the first person that popped in my head is Emma Thompson from Harry Potter.
Wow, that's amazing, actually. Yeah, I like that.
Like, just her look just kind of jumped into my head.
The casting's good, but I'm more amazed that you didn't call her Emma Thomas. Because normally, whenever we talk about Emma Thompson, you always call her Emma Thomas.
It's true. It's true.
That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, I like her. I don't know why, but when I think about ghosts, it's probably just Casper that's doing this to me. And Adam's Family Book, Christina Ricci.
What happened to her?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. And she was suit that kind of occult kind of thing,
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, definitely.
Black to go with the Harry Potter, Emma Thompson kind of look. All right, cool. So we have to kill Shia LaBeouf in the first couple of minutes, right?
Easy.
So maybe we start with like, say in the pitch, what we have is a psychic getting on a plane, and when she dies on the plane, the demon's released. So what if we open up with the demons, as usual, starts in Shia LaBeouf? And maybe
is this biographical?
Actual demon Shia LaBeouf.
The plagiarist demon.
And what if she gets the demon out of him, but in a circumstance it jumps into her and she's like, we have to get off the land or whatever, because like the demon will take over the earth or some kind of contrivance.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
So we can kill Shia in the beginning, which is our remit. We can also throw a demon inside Emma Thompson, and we've probably give them a reason to jump on a plane.
Yeah, definitely. Why then? Why don't we do with that? The demon that she extracts, that she ghost busts out of Shia LaBeouf, she has to transport it to another place, basically. Another kind of way. She has
another
to bring
dimension.
In.
Another dimension. Another dimension.
And Christina Ricci has all the literature. She's the one who's able to say, okay, so this demon has to go to this place, you know, by reading this book.
Come on,
she's
bookworm.
Like she's like the Giles from Buffy, isn't she?
Yes, that was it. That's where we were kind of dancing around. That's a perfect. When we got pitched the librarian, that's who I was like, had this person in my head. Yeah, Giles, the librarian. Person with all the answers.
Yeah. He's like the back computer from the animated series.
So that's Christina Ricci then?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because we're going to kill Emma Thompson, I'd imagine, to let the demon out.
Okay. And considering it's going to be on a plane, like we have to bring the plane down in the end, right?
Oh, 100%.
I mean,
it's
like
a sinking boat. There's a boat that has to sink.
Yeah. We covered this, I think, it was episode 2 in Gremlins.
Yeah.
Where it was like, we put the Gremlins on a boat, but we're like, the object for the protagonists are keep the boat afloat.
Yeah.
But we're like, we're going to have to sink the boat. It's that that gun. You don't introduce a gun and not use it.
Yeah, exactly. If it's Fast and Furious movie, you have to flip a car. A rock has to flex some picks, and you have to have a mad long runway.
So, the longest. So, we kind of have a good idea about what the third act is going to be. We're going to want this plane to start going down.
Yeah.
And then they're going to try to have a safe landing. But that could be mixed with, while it's going down, they're also trying to eradicate the demon, like, for good, because they can't land. Like, our thing is, like, we don't want the plane to land because the fate of humanity is at stake.
Mm.
So, those are the stakes. So, we can't... I think that means that... Christina Ricci and our civil engineer, like they're going like, we can't land this plane. So there's got to be something about once the demon's out, he'll spread and take over the world or whatever.
Yeah, so we can have a simple thing like once a demon is in a body and it, like your feet touch the ground, it's able to go anywhere it wants, basically, like,
gotcha.
Like a normal human being. But Emma Thompson is. She's experiencing this sort of nonsense,
yeah.
This baloney, and she's able to contain it and not let it take control of her. So the whole idea is that you have to get her to this place, this like vault, we'll say, this safety deposit box of sorts.
Kind of like Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, like you're trying to shove the knight into the room, like, just stay in there, pal. Don't cross this wall. Don't cross this marker, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, sweet. And if the demon gets out of Emma Thompson, then it's able to run havoc. So they have to keep it up in the air once the demon's run around.
That makes
until
sense.
They get the until they stop the demon, basically.
So I'm thinking all we have to do then is determine why the demon is on land with Shia LaBeouf or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's not even on land. Maybe it's a contrivance of something like it's dirt or grass and they've got this dude in like a concrete room or something. I don't know, like, I just think we want to get the demon from him, because we killing a guy in the beginning sets up a good tone. Like some of the best horror, like It Follows, there's usually they kind of set up going, look, someone's running away and something's following her. Like, yeah. They set
she's
that running up.
Away, she's in a car, she drives off. Next thing you see her on the beach and she's like all contortioned out of condition.
So we want the element of we're going to introduce you to what we're dealing with here briefly, and then we're going to bring you on a plane and we're going to set the thing off.
Should we just enter a kind of like a basement, go into a house that's like real dingy, go into a basement, we hear kind of ruckus and all that down there, go through a door, Christina Ricci reading from a book, it's Emma Thompson screaming at her.
Candles everywhere.
Yeah, it's real dark and damp and horrible. You see Shia LaBeouf is twisting and he's going ballistic. And
he's not even possessed yet.
Yeah, exactly. And then the demon comes.
Oh, we're going to keep his ass alive, I think.
So basically this, when we're meeting Emma Thompson and Christina Ricci, this is like the end of their journey, more or less. You know, the kind of way, this is the end of their kind of their adventure.
Gotcha, which is cool. I love that because, well, one,
prequel base.
But two, it kind of feels like you're in the middle of a story that's been lived in, you know? It's not like, hey, what are you doing? You're a 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner, you know? It's like, stop. Like,
so we're taking this demon story where all the cool shit is out there happening,
yeah.
And now we're going to bring them on like a 16-hour flight, and that's where we're going to follow them from, the boring part.
The boring part.
Oh, snap.
So, all right, so then even in this beginning part, they're like, look, we can only keep him sedated for very long, for this time period. We have to get him out of there, contain him, and get him off the land. But I don't think that she should be expecting the demon to jump into her.
Yeah, maybe...
An issue that Christina Ricci brought. Like, maybe Christina Ricci fucked up, and it deflected and it jumped right into the other person. So you give our hero a little bit of grief to deal with. She's like, fuck, it was because of me that we messed up.
What if, and I know people will love this, what if Shia LaBeouf starts killing himself in the room? So the demon is basically killing Shia LaBeouf from the inside out.
Okay.
Get Stark going, like stabbing him or whatever, like, you know, and if the demon wants to get out... And as soon as the demon's popping out, Emma Thompson's like, the only choice that we have here now is for me to take the deal. I can handle it. It'll be all good. I've had plenty of demons inside me before. This will be grand. We have no other option. Otherwise, the demon gets out, you know, the way, and then we'll never catch him.
Gotcha.
So maybe something like that.
Sounds good.
We can get to see Shia LaBeouf killing himself.
So I think then, it's got to be like a cool, like, frantic opening scene, like all in one room, claustrophobic, and then it just jumps out of him. And I think like surprise is horrible. Then I could see it holding the air for a sec, and then just jumps right into her.
Mm.
And then it's panic. It's kind of like, what do? We have to get out of here. How? And they're like, we have to get into the sky. And maybe they were close to an airport. I don't know, because we want to get her ass on like a plane wise. I'm thinking like it's one of those Inception kind of flights.
Oh,
it's like
it's
a big flight.
What do you mean, like in a dream?
Like, you know, whenever they board
it's
a
like
plane.
It's Airbus, you know, levels on it, like upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
Riffraff downstairs, highfalutin people with showers and all that.
Social
upstairs.
Classes, so we can play with the who's a demon, who's not. Maybe you get a little bit of social commentary.
You won't be able to walk around. You don't want to just be running between aisles all the time.
Yeah, then you can't do much, like... there's a bar section.
Mm.
There's a strip club.
Exactly.
Bring on the sexy stews.
It's not Tony Stark flying by any chance, is it?
He's got that Austin Powers rotating bed.
All right, so I say that then. Yeah, it's like, okay, they were planning on transporting Shia LaBeouf to X, wherever that is.
Excellent.
Marks a spot.
That's perfect. They were in the middle of transporting him.
Yeah.
So they already have the plane organized.
Mm.
That makes perfect sense.
So they were already had their flights. It was like, grand, we're going to do this. Let's run to the airport now. We don't have very long. We need to get up off the ground just in case something does happen to Emma Thompson. But the whole goal is to get to where? Pennsylvania? Detroit? Manitowoc?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to Wisconsin.
Yeah, who the fuck wants to go there?
Okay, so they're trying to get to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I like that. I like that a lot. Now it justifies why the plane exists. Maybe the whole thing is they're trying to, like, exercise him in the sky somehow and in a way when it's safe to do. But they can't, so they have to do it on the ground. it jumps in her. She jumps on the plane with Christina Ricci, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So now they're both on the plane, and they're boarding, and it's going to be, again, it's fast-paced. This is like, we have to get up there, like, and she's trying to hold this demon inside her. Like, I don't think it's an easy task.
Well, I'd say she's kind of fretting slightly because, like, if something does happen to her, then it's all over. So she needs to get onto that plane. Once she gets on that plane, she'd be able to relax slightly.
Maybe you have a little bit of gallows humor in it, too, like, where it's, like, going through the metal detector and she's sweating and people are like, "Are you okay, ma'am?" And she's like, "I'm fine," but she's trying to hold something. "Are you trying to conceal something?" And they have like the metal detector going over.
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, no." And maybe Christina Ricci is like, "It's my aunt. She's just feeling ill. She's afraid of flying."
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, she's a nervous flyer.
Because you have the tension you're building up then. Because maybe maybe they make the plane, maybe they don't. But we have to make the plane.
We have Adam Driver now in this scene where he's also a nervous flyer. Because he builds roads and shit, he's just used to being grounded. He doesn't like flying.
And, that makes sense.
Yeah, we can have like a little conversation between the two of them. Like, "Oh, I hate flying as well," you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
He can have like a really awkward moment where maybe the demon is kind of starting to take over Emma Thompson slightly, you know, making her like kind of give her nervous tics. Uh-huh. Or like kind of Tourette's style, you know, that kind of way. Do you remember like in Exorcist where it's like, she's just like telling everyone to fuck off. You know, that sort of stuff.
That's
where she's taking over everybody. Taking over the body. So maybe that's like kind of our like, "Oh, okay, this is not going to turn out well," you know, the kind of way. Adam Driver then can be kind of like, "What the hell is wrong with these people?" You know, the way these are.
And that's when he's weirdos. When he's sitting next to them or when he's boarding the flight?
I say as he's boarding the flight, maybe.
That's cool.
And then we can have it where you see Christina Ricci and Emma Thompson are walking to their seat and Adam Driver sitting there.
Oh,
and
excellent.
It's like, "Oh, shit," you know?
Maybe he boarded later, there's a boarding mishap and he's stuck between the two of them. So they're trying to like talk in code over him about like, "We have to get over here," and like
demons and pentagrams.
And he's sitting there like trying to read that shitty magazine, little pamphlet. And he's like, "Would you ladies like to switch seats?" You know, that's kind of like, what we're doing, I guess, is if he's going to be one of our heroes and Emma Thompson is going to die, that probably means that him and Christina Ricci will team up.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be kind of cool to put them at odds at first where he's like, "These girls are crazy."
Yeah.
"These girls are crazy." So that'd be really fun because you have those little moments of humor where it's like he's hearing like insanity and he's already nervous of flying, you know?
Exactly. He's on edge as it is. And he doesn't want to have no part of this whatsoever. It's like the two people that he did not want to sit beside, he's sitting beside them. So
I like that.
Do we just...
The plane takes off then.
Yeah, let's have the plane take off. Do we not need the pilots? Are the pilots going to be anything kind of... We have something fun with them because, like, at the end of the day, they're going to be controlling the plane. If the demon wants to crash the plane, he could possibly take over a pilot.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Also, you're right, because if any element of crashing a plane is involved, we should set up something with the pilots.
Yeah. Unless you want to get everybody just to jump up and down on one side of the plane and make it do a roll, because I'm sure that works.
Actually, I think with this, you'd be... We do have our heroes, but I think it'd be nice to branch off to another couple of characters because it's such an enclosed space. Maybe cutting to the pilots and giving a little attention to them might mix it up a bit. You know, like when they're looking for a demon, you can cut to these guys. You don't literally have to follow our heroes where they go room to room going, "Are you a demon?"
And as well, actually, when you think about
this... It's lowercase t.
The pilot is the most protected person on the plane. Like, you can't get into the cockpit. You know, unless he wants you to get into the cockpit. So basically, if the demon wants to get away from anyone, it's like he's the person to go for. Either the pilot or the co-pilot.
So we have two pilots.
Two pilots.
Bill Pullman.
Is he a president as well? A former president?
He's got a feel of a pilot still.
I always think...
He's kind of slightly boring, you know? I can see him rocking that little microphone.
He's a guy who likes just to sit in the spot for like 14 hours at a time, just looking out a window.
He was a pilot in Independence Day as well, right?
Yeah,
he was a president who flies planes.
Yeah, never going to happen. I always think that he's the guy from Airplane as well, for some reason. They
do look similar. The guy with the drinking problem.
Yeah, they just have this aura about them. Okay, we haven't cast Bradley Whitford either for a long, long time.
I think it's a lot of time because I get confused over his last name. So I don't want to say his name. God, I don't know what's wrong with me. Bradley Whitford.
Yeah.
He's a great pilot. In fact, he's a pilot in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He is. Yeah, Jake's dad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Peralta's dad. Yeah, I love that.
I love his swagger.
Yeah.
For like, for like who he is. Like, he's a guy that when you first look at him, you go, he shouldn't have the swagger.
Yeah.
But he's got like the coolest swagger.
Doesn't it like kind of always seems to me like Matthew Perry Chandler being from Friends always wanted to be him. You know, that kind of
that's his
the goal in life is to become Bradley Whitford.
Excellent. So that's two good pilots. And I have no problem going to them. You could even maybe give them a little bit of a backstory with each other. Maybe something like
tension between the two of them, maybe?
Yeah, something that we're not just always going demon, demon, demon. But maybe when one of them gets possessed, it could be a thing where the guy thinks he's not talking to him because he's figured out he's sleeping with his wife or some shit like that, right?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, these are like the misunderstandings. It's like the Weekly Planet podcast where one of the guys says that all these situations can be handled with a sticky note. Yeah, we wanted one of those post-it note situations where it's like, I am sleeping with your wife, I am a demon. Let's exchange notes. So that's great. So maybe something like that. We can introduce, like when they're getting on the plane and we've seen Adam Driver between the girls, they switch seats, they're talking about the occult. We cut to the pilots and they're getting ready and the flight attendants in giving them their last minute things and they're chatting to each other like, oh, what are you doing this Sunday, Bill? Oh, not much, you know, but you're kind of trying, they're sussing each other out maybe. Yeah.
You could also have this kind of really cool game that they play where as soon as like...
Fuck my wife. I love that game. When you leave home, I'm coming over. And that's the game that I love.
Let's play Soxies. And fool on you because I don't have a wife. What is it when Bill Pullman's doing this, you know, the pre-flight check thing, you know, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is flight, la, la, la.
Yeah.
As soon as like they go to hang up, like this finished talk, and Bradley Whitford says something really, really inappropriate, you know, the kind of way, like,
oh, cool.
It's like, you're all going to die, or we're all going to crash, we only have half enough fuel because we're too cheap to buy gas, or something along those lines, you know, the kind of way. So Bill Pullman has to kind of end he has to get through his speech really, really fast. Like, Bradley Whitford has him on a timer, and yeah, if he doesn't end it, you know, Bradley Whitford says something really bad, you know, that kind of way. And it's like, so we hear Bill Pullman like racing through his speech while we have Adam Driver kind of trying to look for a new seat and talking to Christina Ricci. And then we just follow that voice all the way to the cockpit. And Bradley Whitford says something really, really inappropriate, like, oh, I fucked your wife, by the way. And he's kind of looking like, shit, I really did. That's like the most closure I can get out of this, you know, that kind of way.
I like the shot about following the voice to the cockpit. That's pretty cool.
It's a good way to introduce everybody, like, and have a little transition, so.
Yeah, then I think they take off, and now we've introduced ourselves to the pilots. We might need to put somebody in there. Who's going to kill the psychic? There's got like, I mean, does she die because of the demon? I think it'd be kind of cool to have one of those in The Mummy. There's a guy like named Manny. He's like the assistant of the mummy.
You're thinking like Renfield kind of to Dracula. The guy who does his bidding.
Yeah, I'm thinking we need someone. It'd be kind of cool if someone killed her. And then the demon was released. Because I think that she should be good enough to contain the demon. Like we don't want our hero right now should be good enough for the job. But somebody is playing against them. Like, I say a human, not a demon. But another human who's like, who they can chase after. And maybe they can get some more info out of it later.
You can be Basil.
We can't have Christina Ricci with all the answers.
Yeah.
We're going to want them to be like, we need to find that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what
definitely,
I mean?
Definitely. So why don't we do it where... Let's go back to the very start where we had that like kind of going into the house and falling down the stairs into the basement. We could have like a shadow of somebody.
Yeah.
And as soon as we go into Christina Ricci and Emma Thompson struggling with Shia LaBeouf, we hear a door closing from upstairs. He's like, what is that? We don't have time to think about it. La, la, la. You know, so
gotcha.
We know somebody else is in that house. Now that person had to fall onto a plane.
Yeah.
Who was it? James Woods. Does he seem like a kind of someone who would do someone's bidding?
It's great. I think no matter who it is, I think you have this... Spielberg does it quite often. It's quite nice. Say everyone's getting on the plane, then you follow that person up and you linger on them slightly, and then just maybe he looks at the girls and you cut to that, and that's all you need to know to be like, who's this fucking guy?
Exactly.
So James Woods, you say?
Why not? He's all right. He's a creepy, isn't he?
I love him. I miss him.
Yeah, I watch Family Guy just to have a bit of him.
Is that him in it?
I think so.
Wow, the hell.
Either that or this is an amazing impression.
Cool. All right, we're going with that. He's James Woods. So, flight takes off, you know? And I'd say Adam Driver, like, what would you do in this situation? I'd probably get up and try to get a new seat, right?
Yeah, I'd be waiting for that seatbelt sign to go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, kind of way. So, and there's a little tension there.
Yeah.
Where the place still rumbling, and he's like, just come on.
Maybe he tries to get up out of a seat, and one of the stewardesses kind of waves him, says, no, sit back down, you know, wait for the seatbelt sign. He's like, okay. And I'd say that Adam Driver and Emma Thompson are itching their seat, waiting for that seatbelt sign to go off.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of way, because she needs to go somewhere safe because she feels this demon kind of poking around inside of her.
And those toilets have like an insane flush.
Yeah, she's hoping. And Adam Driver's like, I just need to get a new seat, you know. And he's kind of like, okay, I need to go up and talk to her. So the two of them are kind of itching to go out of seat. As soon as that bing goes off, it's like the start of a race, and they just like both dart out their seat to go different directions.
That's great. And he goes, so she'll like jump in the toilet or something, right? That's like a good secluded place.
Yeah, well, she jumps in the toilet, and then Christina Ricci follows her and is like, come on, we need to go, like, you know, you have to let me in there. She goes, we're not going to fit in here. We need to go somewhere safe, or maybe to go into the cargo hold down the bottom, you know, the plane or something along those lines.
Okay.
You know, to go to the back of the plane where there's nobody. Maybe go try look for
You haven't seen Con Air, have you?
No, I haven't.
They have a cargo hold in that. Now, that is a giant plane full of prisoners, but I just enjoy the image of a cargo hold, and yeah. I think we're going to want to go down there. I think also Adam Driver would then go to the flight attendant in the back, and he'd probably talk to her a bit. Maybe there's a little bit of flirting going on, but he's trying to switch his seat and he just can't.
Yeah.
You know? And I think I think we want to pick characters that maybe we can play with, eventually kill or get possessed.
Mm.
And a flight attendant could be kind of fun.
Oh, 100%. So, we need recognizable faces.
Yeah, so I think he should have like a moment with her. I don't know what that is. That could be like flirtatious.
Yeah.
But he's like, you wouldn't believe what these women are saying. Like, they're a bit crazy, you know? And she's like, well, sorry, sir. Like, I would love for you to sit somewhere else. Like, I can sit back here. I bet you'd love to sit back here, you know? Yeah. He's like, no, I don't mean that. Like, just have your seat. Like, I'm sure they're harmless, you know?
Yeah.
And even when he points over, there's no one there. So he's like,
look. He seems a bit crazy himself.
Yeah, maybe they left because of you, you know? Maybe
yeah, they switched exactly. Their seat. Yeah, I like that. So can we have... We need to get this death done, don't we, for Emma Thompson. Get it out of the way quickly to get everyone on the back foot. How about if we do it just, like, completely out of the blue, where we're not expecting anything to happen whatsoever? Like, you know, it's like a... She comes out of the toilet. She's like, okay, so I feel a bit better now than what I did. You know, I think I have it under control. Christina Ricci's like, let's get down to the cargo hold or whatever, somewhere safe, and we'll just... out of the way, you know, that kind of way. They go down to
one of these flights. Yeah, I think there must be some empty rooms or compartments or something.
That'd be something.
Because you see that Jennifer Aniston commercial, right?
The one where she's like a bitch.
Yeah, she's
like, she's so rich.
Yeah, it's so lovely being this rich. She's lounging in these huge beds and going to the bar, and she's actually going like, can we not end this flight because I really want to be on it.
Yeah, she faints, doesn't she? She has like a nightmare of like a plane without showers and a jacuzzi and shit like
that. Something they could sneak into one of those areas, and I guess they're going to finish the exorcism or the ritual that will extinguish this demon, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because that's what they're trying to do right now, and maybe they have to do it in the air or whatever.
Here's an idea, okay? So what if... There's like kind of, you need Christina Ricci and Adam Driver to be protected, don't we? We don't want them to get possessed, I don't think.
No, I think
so. So what if they get branded by something, you know, kind of way, like a symbol on their body?
Okay.
Which means that they can't be possessed. They can't, like the demon like is away from them and they can't be touched and, you know, they're safe. Like a ring or something like that, you know, that brands their skin or a tattoo.
Oh, that'd be cool. And that's similar, that's got a little bit of the thing vibe to it where you have to like burn your skin because the thing can't stand fire or whatever. So they can walk around and brand people with this holy instrument. And that's how they're going to determine who's a demon, who's not.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of fun with the fact that you can't go up to a stranger and be like, hey, well, can I brand your baby? Or whatever, you know?
Slap.
Yeah, it's like, hey, give me your nipper. Like, I'm going to burn his face or whatever, you know? Just in his throat, it'd be all right. Yeah. You know,
it's just an ass cheek.
It's just a little permanent.
What have we got on the bottom of the toe? It's not going to hurt there, you know?
It's a great idea.
So maybe there's something got to do with that, like where Christina Ricci is. Maybe they have, maybe there's like a book or something like that the demon can be put into, you know, that it's like a Buffy thing all completely.
Yeah.
Where a demon can be brought into a book and held there, you know, if the right spell, for lack of a better word, is cast.
Yeah.
And Christina Ricci is going to brand Emma Thompson now.
Yeah, to get the demon out of her.
Out of her, exactly.
Gotcha.
So maybe that's their plan. But as they're sitting there, they're about to do, and Christina Ricci's like heating up the ring or whatever with a lighter. Some okay. Like makeshifty sort of shit.
Yeah, because then MacGyver-y. It's on airplanes. You have to do a MacGyver-y thing.
Yeah.
And you can get a lighter on, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm pretty sure, anyway.
So you get a lighter on. I've seen it before. People with lighters. But I like that. So she's burning her ring to heat
up so she can brand her.
I gotcha.
And just as it's about to happen, James Wood comes up and kills Emma Thompson. Stone awesome. Dead. Just out of nowhere. This is one of those you're not expecting. You're expecting something completely different to happen now at this point. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
He just comes out. We don't even know who he is. He just comes out of the shadow. Bang. She's dead.
Okay.
Demon is like popping out of her. It's like, you know, it's kind of big shadowy kind of monstrosity. Something like, I say it's something hideous and scary and kind of, you know, paralyzing when you watch it.
Absolutely.
Like Babadook. Do you remember that like crap movie where it had like so shit, where it's like the every time they kind of like hinted at something like amazing was going to happen, it's like, oh, okay, that's it.
How about as well, how about we go for a couple of demons? There's a main demon. That was the one that was in Shia LaBeouf. But perhaps Emma was also storing other demons so we can kill them off throughout the flight.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So maybe like, that's her thought then, basically.
They all take off, and maybe it should be in the cargo hold then. Because if they all take off and they shoot up into the plane, we don't know who they've just possessed, and that confuses Christina Ricci. And James Woods gets away. James Woods gets away.
I like that.
So she's like, and you can see why James Woods could get away. I mean, you've just killed Emma Thompson. She's dying. Christina Ricci holds her head and does that one like Hollywood moment where she has a couple of last words to say about the subject. Before I die, let me remind you of some specific moments that you need to remember for just the occasion.
That's it. We have it right at the very start where Emma Thompson's like, you know, I'll take the demon in my body. She's like, no, you're already full. You know, you can't take any more. You know? This one's too strong. He's not like all the others.
Yeah. So I can take it.
Yeah. Slip it in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So cool. So they release the demons, right?
Emma goes down. About 5 or 6, 7 maybe.
Yeah.
We want to be able to vanquish some demons, don't we?
We do. I think we'll say 7 for now.
Yeah.
And if we have too many, we'll erase a couple.
Yeah.
If we need more, we'll just add a couple.
Exactly.
You know, we don't know where we're going, so I don't want to like eliminate 3 in a row and be like, oh geez, we have to cool down.
This happens to us so often, like in other episodes, like, yeah, but we only have 3 of these things that we can work with. It's like, we're fucking making up off the top of our head. We can add another one now if we want.
Yeah. So they, like, Emma goes down. Demons just, like, jump out. We can see them, and they go flying through, like, the roof, you know, into the plane. James Woods gets away. Christina Ricci's down with Emma getting the last words. And she's like, don't let this plane land. You have to kill them all, especially the main one. And it's like, this main one cannot land this plane.
Keith.
They cannot. The main
one, Keith. Keith the demon.
Keith. Well, we name it Shia, since that was in his body.
Don't let the buff out.
So like, let's say Shia takes over a pilot, and we could talk about Shia being inside Bill Pullman.
Yes.
Because Shia wouldn't get in Bradley, would he?
No, definitely not.
Bradley's too cool for school.
Yeah, nothing gets in Bradley.
Nothing gets past him either. So then I'm thinking maybe Christina Ricci would be wise to the fact that she can't just go upstairs and accuse people. Maybe she goes to Adam Driver, who was already freaking out around her. I want to get them two together, right?
Yeah, we need...
Maybe
they bump
into each other and she's running away and he's like, what the hell's going on?
What if...
Because now he's like suspicious, going, she's acting strange, where's her friend? And... Christina Ricci could be traumatized.
Yeah.
It might be like, there's a body downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, there's a body in the cargo hold.
A little bit of blood in her hands, stuff like that. Like, she's now panicking. We could have it where the stewardess the flight attendant who was flirting with Adam Driver.
Gotcha.
He's still there talking to her, maybe, and one of the demons pops into her.
Excellent.
So then he starts, like, kind of, he's sussing something very differently. This woman just changes, like, a 180 completely.
Yeah, like he farted or something.
Yeah.
Like, her whole face just crumbles into a blank expression.
Definitely.
And he's like, what did I say?
Yeah, it's like, do my feet smell? Like, do I have something in my teeth?
And then also, that means that maybe she takes, like, so maybe Christina Ricci goes to her saying, you have to come down here. Like, I don't want to make people panic, but, like, my friend is dead. Like, you have to see the body, you know?
Yeah.
And I just want to see if I can get Adam Driver down there as well, because it'd be great for he could be suspicious of Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
So maybe he follows them down, suspecting Christina that might do something.
Yeah. I'd like for Adam Driver to experience a demon firsthand.
Okay.
So he's not being told about it. He's actually just experiencing it. Like, so he can't deny it any other kind of way.
Yeah.
If I say to you, there's a demon and there's a couple of demons on the plane, he'd be like, yeah, go away from me. But if you experience it firsthand and you know with your own eyes, then it's like, it's completely different.
You never know. I could be like, put him inside me.
through my mouth.
So cool. Like, I think we could have a nice scene too, where it's like, they go downstairs, no body. Like, Emma Thompson's gone. It feels like that kind of thing. Because,
yeah.
Let me put it this way as well. If there's a body, then everyone panics.
Yeah.
If you can't find a body, then you have, it's a big plane. She could be anywhere. She could be with Jennifer Aniston in the shower. You know, like, she could be having brunch with Jennifer Aniston.
Lucky bitch.
So, you have the benefit of the doubt when you don't have a body, right? Yeah.
And as well, Christina Ricci's ring is already hot from her heat. Maybe just out of nowhere, she thumps the steward, the flight attendant.
Okay.
And the demon just pops out of her, you know. So, it could be, like, a really quick kind of extinguishing the moment before, like, it escalates too quickly. And Adam Driver's like, he's caught between two minds, like, hold on a second. Something really weird about that woman, and there's something really weird about you. None of it makes sense. I don't know what the hell is going on. I like
that. Because now what the flight attendant has done is taken the two people that would be suspicious of the plan and put them downstairs quietly in one room.
Yeah.
So that's a good plan that the demon would have had. So you can have that thing where they're looking around, and then you just hear the door shut from above. And they look around, and there's the flight attendant standing there and acting evil as fuck. Like, I'm going to evil you up. So you can have a thing where, this is where you have that moment with the demon. Adam can see the demon coming out. Maybe the demon can jump from person to person, right?
Yeah.
So the demon jumps from the flight attendant and is going to go into Adam. Adam Driver, right?
Yeah.
Just lost his name for a second.
Adam Whitford.
And is jumping, and maybe that's when, what's her face, Christina Ricci jumps in and brands Adam's neck or something.
Yes.
Stop preventing the demon from jumping in.
Yeah.
And
the demon does jump into Adam Driver, so that's his experience of the demon.
Okay.
Then he knows, like, he can feel it. And she just, like, as soon as the demon's in his body no quicker, she's, like, thumping him with the ring. It's already kind of gets exercised from. We see the demon kind of crumbling, maybe, you know, the kind of way. Or something really horrible happens to the demon. She's able to kill it.
So when you brand a person, does that kill the demon, or does it jump out of your body somewhere else?
I think if the demon is
come up with any nonsense rules.
I think the demon is inside you, then it kills the demon.
Okay.
Just to make things easier, so then we can actually kill demons in this.
Yeah.
But if...
Obviously, if you're going to write this, you'd probably come up with more sophisticated approaches. Yeah, maybe. But it does it for us. Like,
depends on the budget.
Punch death of demons, you know?
And if...
I got rings on my toes. Kick, kick.
Toadusters. And if the demons are not inside you and you get branded, then it can't enter your body. So that's
perfect.
The two.
This is like cooties. Like, I cross my fingers, I can't get cooties. That's universal, and you cannot break that rule.
I don't get fooled by that. It does not work.
And it's only nerds who actually create the cooties. You have Joel cooties. I don't want Joel cooties. Great. So demon jumps inside him.
Maybe it's in her. She's like, kind of,
I feel like I want to get rid of the flight attendant as well.
Yeah, so how about it's in her,
she could attack them. Yeah, viciously. She attacks
them. Adam Driver kind of like stops her, and he's like, obviously he's like, he's huge, he's like 6'4" 6'5" or something. He stops her, overpowers her. She kind of looks at Adam Driver kind of saying, oh, he's strong. Demon pops out of her, goes into Adam Driver. He's like, what the fuck? Christina Ricci punches him. Demon kind of pops out of Adam Driver, kind of starts to kind of melt away. Maybe there's two demons. It could be quite good for this sequence. Just so we can have another demon there. So we have, a demon pops out into Adam Driver, out of Adam Driver. Then Adam Driver has a demon inside him, and he sees another demon, basically.
That God, makes like three sense. Card Molly. Yeah. Which card is the demon in there? I see what you mean.
Want him to experience everything, so Christina Ricci doesn't have to explain everything to us. We want to be able to see the transfers that's able to go on, the stuff that's able to happen, the way the demons are thinking is like, okay, that body's a bit more efficient. Maybe that could be a better way to...
And can we knock people... What happens to the body when the demon leaps out? We want to knock her out or whatever.
Yeah, maybe she just faints or whatever, you know, that kind of way. Because it's got to be an inner for so long.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I think so, because I don't want her to run up the stairs and be like, guys, everyone, there's a situation.
Maybe there's a time thing on it. As a demon, however long the demon's inside you, it sucks away your life, you know that way?
Gotcha.
So the longer it's in you, the more life is being sucked out of you. So once it leaves you,
which makes sense as to why the demon leaves the body to get into Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And it was only in Adam Driver for a second, so that's why he's cool. That's why he's safe.
Right. So now he knows that Christina Ricci's right, and he's going, what the hell is this? And they discuss like the trauma of, and the gravity of the situation, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then basically we put them in cahoots, so they're a team, and he could be like, we got to get upstairs, or her, I don't mind which one.
It's definitely her. It's like, she's the one ringleading, you know, the whole team. He's just like, I build roads and shit, man, you know, I'm not safe for this.
One of them has to be like, we have to get up there and find them.
Yeah.
And then the other's like, how do we find them? I don't know, we start, the branding thing works. Oh, we're really going to brand some babies up there? Like, we can't, and we're really putting the obstacles in front of them.
What if she's like, you know, it's so... straight mind like that, like so. Like, the term
autistic, like, kind of in the goal.
Exactly. She's like, yeah, we'll just brand everybody. He's like, whoa, hold on a second. You're saying you're gonna burn people? Like, there's babies on this flight, you know. It's like, you can't just walk up to people.
Little babies.
Yeah, he's like the social kind of this is not cool, dude.
That makes sense. So they're like, what can we do? And it's like, we have to go up there, and we have to, like, you see how the waitress or the flight attendant behave. She acts different. She has this weird, vacant expression. I think we can just have to go and suss people out.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we have to talk to strangers. You know how many people on this flight? I don't know how many people on this flight?
1,000?
A lot of people on this flight. So, great. And then I think we go back to... So we have them leaving, and now they're going to go and try to find the five or six demons that are left, plus the main baddie, Shia.
Yeah.
And then we cut to the pilots again.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say maybe Bradley's kind of trying to talk to Bill. Maybe he's trying to...
Bill's possessed now, isn't he? The main one jumped into him.
Yes, he is. Yeah, definitely is, yeah. Yeah, he will be possessed now at this stage, I think.
And you can either show it or you don't have to show it, but no matter what, he's acting cold and distant, and Bradley's getting concerned, like, does he know something?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe then Bradley's like, because this is kind of thinking himself, this is kind of getting a bit too pressure cookery in here. Do you want a cup of coffee? I'm going to pop out and get some coffee, yeah? I'll ask Janine out there, you know, for some Joe. And he pops out and he's
I might stretch my legs a little, and it's going to be a long haul. It's going to be a long flight. Yeah,
exactly. Long haul, that could be a good name, actually.
Because it's over the Atlantic, so you'd call it like a long haul flight, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Bradley Whitford is now out of the cockpit. Would Bill Pullman kind of be thinking, maybe they have to be over water at this stage, I think.
Yeah.
Because once the demon kind of sees land, he just wants to put the plane down. That's his whole idea, maybe. So he can actually get out of the plane
and
do his bidding, do whatever it is a demon does on a Friday night in Wisconsin.
Do whatever a demon does.
And it'd be pretty cool if Bill Pullman locked Bradley Whitford out of the cockpit.
That'd be cool.
So now we just have the demon in there. He can't get in. He can't get out. It's like, what the hell do we do? The demon's biding his time till he sees land.
Mm. And we can put... I suppose we can put Bradley into some shenanigans, like someone gets branded with a ring, you know?
Yeah.
And get him more involved in that aspect, because he's going to be a beacon of authority. Actually, authority... We can get like
space cop.
I got really excited. I was like, no, he's not a space cop.
A jander with a gun in there.
Yeah, there's like the marshals on flights.
Yeah.
So we can have our guys. They still hunting James Woods, aren't they? So they're looking for that fucking guy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, would you say Christina Ricci kind of rats out James Woods to the marshal? It's like, there's a guy here. I think he's after he's doing something with my friend. I can't find her anywhere. You know, the kind of way he was the last one I see. She's not going to say he killed her. You know, because just that would be like too much panic and there's nobody.
Yeah.
On his flight, it just doesn't make sense, really. So it's like, you know, he's after doing something. I don't know where she
and
is.
And those weird face tattoos that she'll have will just be, it'll throw him.
Mike Tyson's. Yeah, who's going to be her? Who's going to be her air marshal?
Mike Tyson.
I don't know what's going on.
I think you got it. I don't know, I think I did the voice. Well, someone big like that would be pretty cool, though.
Big like Mike Tyson that can act is kind of like Terry Crews, isn't it?
Yes, I love Terry Crews.
He would have gone for Brooklyn Nine-Nine thing, aren't we?
He'd have a really good kind of like surprise expression when he is going to find out demons are around.
Oh, he'll have a great, great response. I don't know what it'll be yet, but he'll have a great response. Yeah. All I know is he's going to flex his pecs because he always does that.
So I think then he should, like, it is a concern for them that somebody can't be found. There's a suspicious person on board.
What if the marshal comes up to Bradley Whitford while he's like kind of, you know, he's stirring his sweet and low into his coffee and I was standing there.
Yeah.
And the marshal's like, Terry Crews says to him, co-pilot Whitford, we need you to get back into the cockpit because there's being allegations made about a man kind of going ballistic, you know, just for safety of everybody. I know that's not the terminology, but
ballistic.
That's a 942.
There's a human weapon out here.
Yeah. He's gone balls to the wall crazy. Yeah, Bradley Whitford's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Everything okay? You know, he goes, yeah, look, it's just an allegation. We don't think it's going to be anything. It'd be fine. You know, he goes, look, Terry, I know. If anyone can take care of it, it's going to be you. Look at you. And he gives him a little jab. Yeah. The arm hurts his hand. You know, he's like, what the hell? How much do you bench, you know?
Yeah, he needs toe dusters.
Yeah. While Terry's eating his chicken breasts, you know, while he's talking his protein. But then Bradley Whitford tries to get into the cockpit and he just can't. You know, the thing is locked.
Okay.
And Bill Pullman's not answering him. Terry's like, you know, is everything okay here? He goes, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. He just obviously can't hear me. Yeah, you go look after your stuff and I'll try to get in. So now okay. Bradley Whitford's going like, what the hell is going on here? This is a bit weird.
And he can't really be like banging on the door because there's customers, there's clients, there's passengers here.
Exactly.
So that makes sense too because you'd be like, you try to handle that reasonably.
Everybody in this situation, all of our heroes are kind of like swans, I think, you know. They're all really cool on the outside, but underneath the water, they are kicking ferociously. You know, that kind of way, they have to have cool demeanor. Nice. But like inside, they're all like, shit, what do you want to do?
One thing you could do is like, I'd say a co-pilot would have a key to get in. So you might look for it, it's not there. And you can cut to the pilot holding the key.
Yeah.
So he took it from the dude before he left.
Exactly. Maybe his jacket is just draped over the back of the chair or something like that. You know, the key is in the jacket.
Excellent. I like you. And then you were with the pilot, so we could probably see a map of some kind. So I know they do that on some flights where they show you where you are in like an Indiana Jones map.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really good for audience to be like, there's this far left to go.
This is the status bar, basically.
Yeah. We never mind hours because, you know, like hours and minutes don't matter in films. But like we're halfway there, you know?
Exactly.
I think we should have like a scene now. Like maybe they find James Woods and the marshal gets involved. I think you want something, and then we go to demons.
Yeah, maybe can we have a scene where basically
they're searching people, and maybe they spot James Woods.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that maybe there's another demon that Adam Driver and Christina Ricci just kind of happen to stumble upon. And they find the demon starts acting a bit funny, and the demon runs off, and they start kind of following him. The demon, and then that kind of incident brings them together with Terry Crews and James Woods, you know, that kind of way. So we have like a kind of meeting, so it's not just everyone seeking each other out, it's just like they happen just to fall into each other's company.
Sounds good.
And now the circle, the straight line of two has gone into like a triangle of three, you know, of who knows about all the stuff on the plane.
Well, you can have like a Mile High Club scenario where maybe they do see a guy going into a bathroom and then a woman, like a very stoic woman, following him in. And it's maybe some guys, like, they're looking around and you hear some schmuck sitting there going, all right, you know? Yeah. They look over and all they're seeing is the two, like, one guy going in being followed. I'm like, what's that? And it's like, they're going to do something. But what it is a demon switching bodies because you say that it eats up a person's soul or whatever. So two people go in, one comes out. and maybe they, when they walk forward, there's Terry Crews going, I'm on it, you know, like,
yeah.
So they've seen something peculiar happening, you know, and the person leaves the thing and they open it and there's like a passed out guy there because he might be coma'd now, comatose. But now they're like,
you see him, he's getting shriveled up and stuff like that. I like that look when people, you know, with bodies, with dead bodies, they're all like kind of shriveled up and frail, frailer looking what they went in, you know, the way.
So it would be, if the guy is a demon, the girl walks out and the guy is done.
Yeah.
That's how we do it, right? So they're looking for a...
What if it's a stag party? Like they're all going to Vegas, you know, it's that kind of like a group of guys and you see like the groom, the girl walks into the toilet, she's the demon. And she kind of ushers the guy over. And he's getting kind of like, yeah, come on, let's go for it, you know. And he's like, okay, you know, he's the groom, the bachelor, and he walks in, and then he comes out, and he's just a completely different person altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And all the guys are like, what the hell did she do to him? You know that way.
And they're looking around, is it my turn?
Yeah, yeah.
Terry's hand goes out, stay here.
Maybe one of the other guys goes up to, he goes, maybe she's not coming out. Maybe she wants to go.
Fucking disgusting.
He walks up to the toilet and he opens up the door. He sees like basically a dead body there, and he's like, what the fuck? And Terry's right behind him, grabs him and pulls him out. He's like, what the hell just happened here, you know? So I was like, you know,
who was in here? And they probably looked down the aisle, because the cool thing about a flight is you're not really that many places to hide.
It's two straight lines. It's two corridors.
And the guy's shuffling fast.
And he's wearing the same attire as everyone else, at the bachelor party kind of gear, you know that way, the t-shirt or whatever. So he's obviously with them, you know?
So it's a Hawaiian shirt with a female body inspector's shirt underneath the buttons. Goddamn the lads.
Yeah, so you do that, and then
if lost, please return to pub. I hate you all. I want to redo this, and it's not demons, it's just lads.
It's like the Hangover.
Yeah, lads, but like on a plane. Yeah, we're trying to kill them. You possessed, I'm not.
Flying testosterone. And Terry's walking down the aisle after him, kind of at a fast pace.
Yeah.
He has a gun clipped to his hip.
Yeah.
And as he goes to touch it, he kind of looks around and sees all the people, you know. He's like, you know, obviously I can't arm myself here now in this situation. Mm-hmm. It'll just get everyone fucking riled up.
Yeah.
So as the guy kind of, the demon walks to the back of the plane, probably goes up the steps.
Yeah.
Maybe to go upstairs. He walks in and he follows him, and then they're all in a closed off area.
I think so.
What if Adam Driver and...
there's like a massage area, and they go into that massage room and there's no one there. It's dark. It's isolated. Jennifer Aniston already had her back rubs.
Yeah, she's done.
Well, we're getting... Yeah, I know what you mean. We're in an isolated area.
Exactly, because we need to be cut off from everyone else. And maybe Christina Ricci and Adam Driver, when there's a fracas, a bit of a commotion, they hear this and it's like, shit, we have to run after them. Quick, that's where they are. And they go up and they save Terry with the Brandon. They brand Terry.
I like that. Because this, maybe it's like a scrawny dude. It's like Screech from Saved by the Bell stature. So Terry Crews doesn't think he's going to be much of a threat.
Exactly.
But the guy's like really powerful.
Yeah.
And starts wrestling Terry down.
Yeah, kind of is doing it for his own sport, maybe. You know, the kind of way. Because otherwise he would just jump into Terry's body.
But he doesn't need to, because he's just got a new body. Yeah. So he doesn't need Terry Crews' body. He's maybe trying to incapacitate him or whatever.
And it'd be pretty cool if Christina Ricci kind of jumps on Terry while he's fighting this guy, this demon. Mm-hmm. And Terry thinks that now it's 3-on-1. It's like, you know, what the hell are they attacking me for? But she's actually just trying to brand Terry.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't necessarily know who exactly is the demon either.
I'm branding everybody.
Yeah. So she's doing that, and Terry hasn't got a clue what's going on.
Yeah. Think he should shoot somebody?
Yeah. What if he shoots? Let's say if he shoots the body, the demon.
Yeah.
The demon escapes and goes into someone else, and Christina Ricci sees him pull the gun while she's on top, while she's on his back, like trying to brand him. She sees him pull the gun, and she's like, "Adam, kick the gun out of his hand and get rid of the gun. Don't let him shoot him. No, if he shoots him, that's it. It's all over." Adam kicks the gun out of Terry's hand. She brands Terry, and then it's the demon. It's like, what the hell is going on? Terry's like, what? It's like just furious,
right.
And it's all about now trying to brand the demon, because you want Terry then to see the demon kind of get murdered out of the body.
I can see an element of the demon about to leap out of the body, so you can see something right on the surface of the face.
Yeah.
And Terry's like, what the fuck? And then
Terry ain't built for this shit.
Yeah, they brand Terry, and then they're like, grab the demon, because they just saved a man's life basically.
Yeah.
By not shooting him. And I think they do grab the demon. It pushes people away. And I think maybe we give Adam Driver the kill here. Like,
yeah,
we could have two rings because Emma Thompson would have had a ring. So maybe that's where Adam Driver would have his ring.
Yeah, so we had Christina Ricci hand Adam a ring and explain to him what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand the bitch. So boom, right in the neck of Screech, he goes down and he's comatose. And Terry gets up going, what the hell? And they explain it to Terry. And they're like, man, we got to get over to this pilot because we need to alert the pilot. Well, what about the people? There's too many people to be telling stories about. Like, we need to maintain security. And that means the public, you know? So that's a good idea to get to go to Bradley.
Yeah. Terry's just kind of like thinks straight away. Something really weird with that pilot. Bang, it pops into his head. We need to get to the pilot. The pilot's one of them, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You know, but on their way to the pilot, we can have a couple of more incidents on the plane. So starting at the back of the plane, going all the way to the top. So we can have maybe two more demons, I'd say.
It'd be cool. So you have them coming down the stairs, and they're whispering, and they're looking suspicious. Now people are looking at them. And now they're looking at people, and they're like, is that guy a demon? He's looking at me. But
and just people acting weird. Like, so many weirdos out there. And that's what
But it's also like, people looking at them now. Because they're acting weird.
Yeah.
And now they're looking at the people going, which one is acting weird? They're all looking at me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think we should definitely have... We want a scene where it's chaos, right? We're building towards like a full panic. So I think we should try to get there. I'd love it to go open soon. I want it to break open. I think one way to do it would be to have a demon literally leap out in front of everybody. Have it forced to leap out in front of everybody. Maybe that they're on the way to Bradley, and that's when this incident happens with two of them.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool, actually, if that happens when it's like, okay, so we're down to one now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only Bradley that we have to take care of. And as soon as that happens, it's like, oh, shit, we were wrong. Bang, everything just goes crazy. It's mental.
Yeah.
Oxygen masks dropping down the ceilings. Peanuts going flying everywhere.
Not the salted ones.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Do we have a slime arrest kind of demon in this?
Oh, we can. We do whatever we want.
I wouldn't mind a funny kind of comic reliefy kind of demon.
He's like
something
the,
like crazy.
He's like the gremlin who exposes himself to everybody.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And we also have James Woods still to deal with, don't we?
Yeah, where'd he go? I think he's the one they probably see that cause a panic in the room. Like maybe he's dressed up as a flight attendant. And as they're going to Bradley, they're like, there he is, grab him. And they're trying to like leap over people. And it's fucking ridiculous. Well, why would you be like fighting each other on a plane? Like people take that so seriously. And they leap over.
Understandably.
And they grab him. Maybe he's like one of those, you said Renfield. And they've got it in Blade. A human that wants to be turned.
Yeah.
So maybe by branding him is like the worst crime they can do to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they're like, he's one of them. And Adam's is going to brand him, and the girl's like, don't do it, because he brands Woods like right there in the middle of like the flight, like in front of everybody, because he's just kind of like emotional, you know. He sees him, they wrestle, he gets him down, and he's like, I'm gonna do it, don't do it. He brands him. Now Woods will never be a demon. He flips out, and they're like, they can't
he's
shut him up
to live for now, basically. It's...
yeah, he flips out completely. And I think maybe it takes like a punch or something from Terry Crews to like knock him out because he's going crazy. But that sets the entire room up. They're going, the entire room is crazy because they're like, this is great. Oh, the flight.
We can have it where, I remember doing it in World War Z as well, where Brad Pitt is on the plane and they're, you know, the way like the cabins are sectioned off by like curtains.
Yeah.
Those silencing curtains that, you know, you can't hear anything from the cabin.
Yeah.
Because there's like zombies in one half of the plane. Or like one part of the cabin, and then there's a curtain, and then Brad Pitt hears like a little rustle, goes up to the curtain, looks out, there's zombies going bloody mad on the plane in one part of it, and it closes the curtain again, and the silence just happens. You know, we can have like a scene like that where basically James Wood is in the middle of the plane, there's curtains in it, so no one can hear or see what's going on.
Gotcha.
And we just have that little section of the plane exposed to this, because then we can have a whole moral issue of like, that section of the plane, once they find out what's going on, it's like, so what do we do? The rest of the plane could be demons. You could be a demon or whatever, you know? And they're the ones, the inner fighting starts then.
Yeah, so I think that's really good. So when Terry quiets everyone down, because he's the authoritative figure here, And he's got the gun.
He's got the gun, exactly.
And maybe he's like, guys, this is what it is. And in order to... We're going to have to brand each other to be safe and to prove that you're not a demon. People are like, get out of here. You're not touching me. Like, what? That's my rights. You know, I paid for this flight. You know, like, all these weird consumer issues. And it was like, maybe someone's like, there's a demon here. And they're like, witch hunting of each other immediately.
Like, look at this guy. He's eating the Subway sandwich. No one eats Subway sandwiches.
So I think that can be, and that can maybe take some of the characters a bit like, so I'd say they probably like whisper to each other and like, keep this thing shut, you know? I think one person maybe should be very opinionated and against it. And maybe that's when Christina Ricci brands them and a fucking demon pops out.
I was just saying the exact same thing. I'd like for someone who was
to show everyone that the shit is real.
Yeah. Then it's like, how do I know that's not going to happen to me if you burn me? It's like, well, you're not a demon, are you? And they're kind of like, well, I didn't know today we're a demon. You can't prove that you were a demon. It's like, look with your eyes, man.
Yeah. And then from behind, boom, you see a demon leap out. People go crazy and they're like, shut up. And now they're like, now we've proven that branding works. And the person falls down and you're like, oh, is he going to be okay? He'll be fine. He just, his soul has been eaten. You know? He needs to grow it back.
He's resting in peace now.
So I think it'd be kind of cool to have like a line of people getting branded one by one.
Yeah.
And we could be doing that while someone looks for, I guess, the main demon or other demons, right? Like, you have this section and you're like purifying the section.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like staying there. I think we should drift to somewhere else.
I was going
to
say, what if the plane just takes a turn now? Like, it just tilts. So this demon is at the copping on like a plot and destination, whatever, that there's land closer than where they're going to go to. You know, the kind of way it's like it's quicker if I go to X instead of going to Y.
I'll never get to Wisconsin this way.
And he's like, Bradley Whitford is outside. He's still outside the cabin now trying to get in. And this happens. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? Now something really weird going on. Now he's like, I need to panic a star trying to get in. Yeah. So now he's like, he's banging on the door and he's, maybe there's like a code or he has to use a phone like to ring in like a code to kind of get the door to open.
Okay.
Like he has like security lock on it, you know? So, but like he can't hide this stuff now. Like it's in plain view of the passengers.
Yeah.
The passengers feel the plane go over. So what they see is like there's a pilot that's not flying the plane. What the hell is going on? Everyone's panicking. He's like, screw it. I'm just going to do it now anyway. He does that last resort, gets into the cabin, and Bill Pullman's there and he's like, what the hell is going on? You know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And we can have like a little freaky conversation maybe between Whitford and Pullman.
Mm-hmm.
Whitford kind of spilling, like kind of confesses like, I'm really sorry. Look, I know you're going through a lot at the moment. I didn't mean to do it. It just happened.
Yeah, he thinks this dude's getting suicidal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's like, he's just having a nervous breakdown or whatever.
Yeah.
And we can have, after like a few lines of dialogue between the two of them, we can have Bill Pullman just turn around, look at him, and his face just looks hideous. You know, that kind of way. It's like a proper evil demon. He kind of...
Saggy face?
Yeah, saggy face with pointy eyebrows.
Amazing.
And something in his teeth.
Amazing. Okay, what happens then?
Like,
do they fight or does he kick Bradley out of the cockpit or does Bradley kick him out of the cockpit? I think he needs to be in that cockpit the whole time.
Yeah.
Bradley, I think he needs to bring that plane down soon.
Mm.
Like when people are going to the big panicky moment and when they're fighting the demon, I think we haven't gotten rid of James Woods yet, have we? No, actually, nice. He's still alive. We might need him alive.
So what if Bradley Whitford now, his whole thing is like, for safety of everybody, I need to get this plane onto the ground.
Yeah.
As you can feel the plane descending, you know, somewhere, you know, it's like we're at that point, you know, where we're over land now nearly. Yeah. You can feel the plane descending. Christina Ricci, like, she knows this happens. Like, the plane's descending. What the hell is going on? We have to keep the plane up in the air. So now it's Terry Crews, Adam Driver, and Christina Ricci's mission now to get to the cockpit. Like, screw... freeing everybody or healing everybody and stopping them from the demons from possessing them. Like the main goal is now to keep this plane up in the air.
I like it.
You know, and it's like she runs, the three of them run there to the cockpit, and now we have a kind of situation where it's like, are they able to get into the cockpit? Will Bradley Whitford listen to them? This is going against everything, not only Bill Pullman, maybe Bill Pullman has left the cockpit at this stage after an argument, like his work is done, you know, the kind of way he knows now that Bradley Whitford's out there saying, I'll have to plant, land this plane as quick as possible, you know, the kind of way. So mm-hmm. Demon now is like, all right, so he's going to take care of that, you know. Okay. That's pretty cool. I'm going to go off somewhere safe now where no one can touch me, you know, and everything will be all good.
No one can touch me.
And now it's like, kind of, can you convince Bradley Whitford, a seasoned pilot, not to go through with protocol for the safety of all the hundreds of people that are on board?
I'm thinking if we can get to a situation where we don't want the main demon to be flying the plane at the end, I'm thinking that you'd want someone like James Woods to be trying to intentionally crash the plane so him and Bradley can be fighting each other while our hero is fighting the captain who's a demon, right?
Yes.
So definitely. What we're trying to do is we'll probably try to get a way to get James Woods into that cockpit, because we don't want the fight to be, I think you want two separate fights. You want a fight for the lives of the people and a fight for the demon.
Yeah, for the lives of humanity.
Yeah, and that means we have to take the main demon, the pilot, out of that room.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
So it'd be pretty good now if he went off and hid somewhere like a little coward, or went off somewhere else anyway. So now we have a cockpit that's open, Bradley Whitford trying to land it, Christina Ricci, Adam Driver, Terry Crews trying to sell him not to land it. Little do we know, James Wood is creeping up from behind when they all go away to attack Bradley Whitford and crash the plane.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, it doesn't matter if everyone's alive on the plane or not. All we need to do is get the plane to the ground and all the demons will have
it's their... It's true. And you can get that, day. James, you can get the main demon Shia thing through like maybe a walkie-talkie, and it's Terry Crews going, keep the pilot there, like we're on our way.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need to be somewhere else because no matter what, like they won't crash in the water. I'm just going to get to land now.
Yeah.
So he's like, I've put it onto a course where we're going to be passing land soon.
Yeah.
So I'm good. So he bolts out and runs past them. I think by now, they're probably, he communicated with the demons. So in order to prevent the guys from getting there, the demons are probably leaping out of people now, which is causing a pandemonium on that flight.
Remember Matrix 2 with the twins? Do you remember the twins? They were like boys and they were able to like kind of disappear and reappear.
In the cars and stuff.
Yeah. Could we have a scene with that where it was like demons popping from body to body? So maybe like there's like four people around Terry Crews.
Yeah.
So a demon pops into the person that's behind Terry Crews, punches them. Terry turns around, pops into the person that's behind him again, you know, that kind of way. And no one can catch any of these demons. They're just body hopping, basically.
Yeah.
Like electricity just firing through people, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
And we can see them hovering and jumping into other people. And it's just kind of like, just can't keep up, you know, the way they're just outmanned.
And then that just makes everyone in the flight basically fighting each other.
Yeah.
And because then you're like, well, you know what?
When did he hit me? You know, that kind of way. Yeah.
And it's demons making this fight scene occur, but it's also people's prejudices coming out, and like, I'm strangling a Muslim because he's one of them, you know.
Exactly. It has to be him. It has to be
he's
him.
Got a brand on his neck. No, it's not deep enough.
Yes, he's a demon in his towel, I swear to God.
So that's cool. So you have that's a really interesting fight where Terry is trying not to punch people, like they're real people. But they're hitting him, so he's trying to like subdue them, but it's really difficult because the demons are jumping.
They're kind of grabbing Christina Ricci and not letting her run anywhere because they know she's the key. Basically, they don't really know what Adam Driver is about. Maybe they don't know. Maybe Adam Driver takes the ring off his finger and puts it in his pocket so none of the demons can see it. So they don't know that he's actually, he's part of it. You know, you know he's part of it, but they don't know he can do anything about stopping them.
Gotcha.
You know, they kind of hide it so we can pull out that ace in the hole later on.
Yeah, okay. So now we're going to have... I think it needs to be Christina Ricci going after the captain now, right?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
And I'd say Adam Driver goes with her. I think, in a way, we want to get James... I'd say Bradley is now trying to, like, reprogram the flight, right? He's sitting down, and he's figuring out what...
All Bill the coordinates and all of that you put in, like, why is he going here? What the hell's going on?
And behind him jumps James Woods. Because James Woods is like, I'm fucking crashing this plane.
Yeah.
One, demon goes free. Two, I can't be a demon, so I might as well be dead. You know, he's like, I'm going to punish everyone for their atrocious act that they had, you know?
Yeah. Could we have it where Terry Crews just says to Christina Ricci, I'm driving, like, I'll go back to the... Maybe she's like, I need to go and get this Shia fucker, you know, he's you know, he has to be stopped. And Terry's like, I'm going to go back to the cockpit and make sure that Bradley's cool, you know, the kind of way, because if he can't, if basically he's the only pilot left, and if he's dead, then we're all dead, you know.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
So I'll look after that and you go there. So I wouldn't mind Terry to die. It'd be pretty cool if,
makes sense,
when everything is going on and everything's happening with Christina Ricci, maybe they're back trying to get back to the cockpit for some reason,
mm-hmm.
and on their way back you just see Terry's dead, you know, but James Woods had to kill him. You know, we don't actually necessarily see Terry's dead, his death rather, but we see he's dead, and then it's like, oh my god, what's that? Like, we're doomed now, you know, the kind of way.
Yeah.
But then Bradley Whitford can just rise from the flames basically and say, no, I killed James Wood, it's all good, we're safe, you just look after that shithead up there, Shia, and I'll look after the plane, don't worry, I'll keep it up in the air, you know, the kind of thing. You know, I'll buy you time, but you only have like 15 minutes, you know, the kind of way, okay. to sort this out.
Yeah, I think that fight, I think just for this, the third act really flow, I think you want to have a dual scene between Woods and Bradley fighting for control of the plane, and it's going down, and fires have started in the back, and you also, at the same time, you have Christina fighting the captain, and you're cutting back and forth. So I think we need to keep Woods alive until the end, like, in a similar circumstance, and we're jumping back and forth.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we can bring Reese down into the... I know we've been in the undercarriage before, but maybe another section of it. Maybe where, like, the luggage is or something.
Well, this is a cool place, though, because it's dark, you know, the kind of way. That's where a demon, I'd imagine, would want to be, you know, in the dark.
Plus, you have, like, this... It's chaos upstairs. There's fires. The plane is rolling back and forth. Then you have to go into this quiet, calm, dark area, and there's someone down here.
What if Bill Pullman is in the cargo hold, and he's trying to set a fire? He actually does set a fire to, like, the baggage and stuff like that. Sweet. Because he wants the plane to crash now. Like, you know, he's on the same wavelength as James.
He's a gremlin now.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, kind of, I'm going to make sure that this thing is going to crash. Or it's going to land. It's going to hit ground no matter what we do. I'm hedging my bets here, you know, the kind of way. I'm going for the top tree. And
Or he's even trying to break out of the fucking cargo hole. He's trying to get out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Like, he's burning the hole, and he tries to get to the landing gear or something, like, you know, like through the panels.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like kind of waiting just to get over that land. You know, that's all he wants, is to wait till he doesn't see Blue Ocean anymore. And maybe that's what it is. A fire alarm goes off and Terry is like, you know, that has to be him, you know, or Christine is like, that has to be him. Right, you go there and I'll go over to the cockpit. Yeah. You know, that's that moment.
And Driver is with Reese, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, they're together.
Split them two up.
Okay. So that's great. So we have that dynamic. And now let's go with Reese for now, and we can cut back. She goes under with Driver. They're looking for him. I think it's got to be one of those things where it's like moving around, it's rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And then he emerges and he's got, like, he doesn't look like Bill Pullman anymore. No. This is a main demon who's possessed a guy for too long.
Yeah.
And he's got like a bit of a Shia.
He's turning into the demon, basically. Yeah. The body has turned into
it. Got looking like evil Shia LaBeouf face, like, in half his body, you know?
He's
like,
got a dose of the Shias.
Yeah. Spikiness going on, a little bit of oozing,
a little bit of fangy action,
and you see him creep around. I think he blasts Driver, like knocks him clear into the other side, and he's probably attacking Reese now, right? Yeah,
I'd say his main goal is to destroy the ring, not necessarily kill Reese, but it's to destroy the ring. That's his first thing. He's like Gollum on it, you know, because if he destroys the ring, then she can't do anything to him.
Yeah,
and he can pop it to anybody he wants, you know, the kind of way. He has freedom, but once that ring is there, it's like, kind of, right, it's a bit dangerous for me to be around here, you know, something could happen, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah,
so his whole thing is like, I need to destroy the ring. So maybe he throws the ring into like a fire or something like that, you know, where she can't plunge her hand into, you know, the sort of thing, to get the ring out, like, you know, it's inaccessible to her.
Yeah,
you know, just to take the gun, take the bullets out of the gun, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I love the idea that it goes into the fire, but maybe it's a thing where we up the ante by her lighter fluid is gone, and maybe in that circumstance he knocks her, and just like a gun, it goes flying, but it lands in the fire.
Yeah.
So he didn't mean to burn the ring that needs to be burned to burn him, you know.
Yeah.
But his actions got the ring out of her possession, and he's probably like, I could see like tentacles coming out of him and like. It's going into her, you know, like
shadowy tentacles.
Yeah, he's fucking her up.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to the cockpit.
Yeah.
Because I think you want those elements where it's like, what can we do? Like, this is a really dire circumstance. Cut away. Yeah. And let's go to another dire circumstance.
Exactly. James Wood standing behind Bradley Whitford, all of a sudden starts choking him, maybe.
Yeah, well, like a cord of some kind.
Yeah.
Like, and it's long, and like Bradley's trying to keep the trying to reach the controls to keep the to get the plane going up high, but he can't reach that far because there's guys behind him choking him to death.
That's it. And that's where Terry comes in.
Nice.
Terry comes in, smacks James Woods around. It's kind of like, you know, that's it. You know, now we have a fist fight in a cockpit of an airplane. You've got big Terry Crews versus like animalistic James Woods. Like, you know, I can imagine James Woods would take Terry Crews. Terry's got strength and speed, I imagine, like, you know, like physicality, but James Woods, I imagine, is dirty.
James Woods has no reason to live, so he doesn't care what happens to him.
That's it. He'll bite the nose off you if he has to, you know, that kind of way.
I think I'd love to give Woods something there. Maybe we can say that Terry lost his gun in the melee, like the chaos. So we've established that, and maybe it turns out that Woods actually has the gun, or he obtains the gun. I want to give him an edge over Terry, because you want to kill Terry, right? Yeah,
definitely. And I think that James Wood sees Terry, because he was part of the whole thing that when James Wood got branded, he was part of that like little crew.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So he sees Terry, and he's like, because of you, that I am not going to be immortal, basically, that I can't fulfill all these hours that I put in, you know, that kind of way. It's because of you. You're after taking everything away from me.
Yeah, and while this is happening, we've stopped choking Bradley, but he's just kind of recovering.
Yeah.
Then I think scuffle, 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 bang. And Terry reacts like we were like, he's just been shot. And he goes down. Cut back to the other guys. He's like, oh fuck. Like, what's gonna happen? Like, you just killed Terry. Now the villain has a gun in the cockpit and he's trying to crash the plane. We cut back. She's dealing with being like murdered by this demon, and she's probably reaching for the ring, but it's in the flames, right? So she can
see it, but she can't reach it.
Yeah. And what's Adam doing now? Is he still knocked out?
I'd say he's just coming to now.
Okay.
And he's seen, maybe like we kind of see it from his point of view, where it's like he's looking at Christina Ricci, he's just getting like way overpowered by this demon. Maybe she's just like being lifted, elevated off the ground, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
Being like kind of, what's it, telekinesis-y kind of, just being dangled over flames, you know, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And he's going to sacrifice. He's going to sacrifice her like to the gods, basically, to his people or whatever, like throw her into the flames, burn the witch.
Cool. So does he get involved in this scene at all, or is he too far?
I think that's just what he's seen, and he's going to get involved now. He has no, like, he gets up, he musters up a bit of strength that he has, shakes off the knock on his head, and goes and attacks the demon.
Yeah.
But we also have a ring in his pocket.
I was thinking about that ring. What can we do with that? It's not on fire, so.
I'm thinking that he can't.
Did he breathe on like?
What if
you're like, oh, that's quite discomforting.
What if Christina Ricci sees the ring that's in the flames just melt? You know, the kind of way it's so hot, it just melts away.
Okay.
And it's gone now. There's no chance of it. But Adam Driver has the ring. He puts it on. And maybe we don't have to do it now, but maybe just as like everything is about to end, Adam Driver's being pinned down to the ground. He sees the flames. He has the ring already in his hand. He puts his hand into the flames, burns his hand completely, and then goes up and punches the demon, Bill Pullman, shot you.
Nice. Should he have the kill then? What do you think? I think we could. It could be a slight thing, but I think we give the kill to Reese.
Yeah.
Just because it was her partner that was put into
true,
it.
Yeah, true, yeah.
But all that is like, I'd say you can have her ring fall under, like, landing gear or whatever. It's gone.
Yeah.
And we save the burning ring for when maybe he throws her the ring and it lands and it falls into the fire next to her. So it's like, shit, it's gone. He gets another horn to the head or something, like he gets knocked out completely, but he just his thing he did there was he provided the second ring, right?
I was gonna say, what if the two of them are being pinned down together, like, you know, the kind of way he like one neck in each hand, you know, sort of thing? And Adam Driver's like kind of draws Shia's attention to himself, and Christina Ricci just sees the flames and she's burning her hand.
Gotcha.
The time.
Yeah, she reaches in.
Yeah, and she's doing it, but the demon's not aware of what she's actually doing.
She's got the ring. He didn't know that. Excellent. And then she delivers the killer motherfucking punch.
Right? Yeah, that's it.
Like a Saget Street Fighter hit, you know? Ha, boom! Tiger uppercut.
Are you okay? demon's gone.
Boom, and it doesn't go nicely. Like, that thing just melts apart. Like, Bill Pullman's eviscerated. Yeah. Sorry, Bill.
Ew.
Now and this is like when the plane is like plummeting as well. Like, so we have all that emotion happening at the same time. Like,
yeah.
And we've already cut back to before with that final kill. We probably have to eliminate James Woods. Woods can't be.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that maybe it's like Christina Ricci's like, we need to get the cockpit quickly. They run up to the cockpit. They see Terry's dead now. It's like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. The plane is still going down slightly.
Yeah.
As they look in, you know, we can see out the, we can see the cockpit. We can see out the window of the cockpit. We can see land. We can see like the nose is kind of pointing down. Then all of a sudden it starts to kind of level out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she looks down to the left. James Woods is dead. And Bradley Whitford is just in the seat, you know, and he kind of pops up. It's okay, I have it. You know, it's right. Cool. He's all bloodied and he's in bits and black and blue. You know, he's just struggling. He's like, but yeah.
Covered in goo.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I have it. I have it. It's okay. But I kind of need, well, I kind of have like a couple of broken ribs and maybe a bullet wound or two. I need someone to jump into the pilot seat with me. And I'm just going to talk you through it. You know, the kind of way.
Yeah, because he doesn't, probably doesn't have enough strength to like hold that that control. That control, I never flown a plane, but it seems heavy and and like you see people like really pulling on it to get
for dramatic effect.
So and that's probably where Adam Driver jumps into that seat, right?
Yeah, she has a burnt hand.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Well, her thing was the demon. Yeah. He's saving the people. I like that. That balances them out for activities. But I think she deserves to kill the demon more than he does. But he deserves to save the people because his backstory was he didn't save his parents or whatever.
he sees a Roman. He's like, oh man, Rhodes and shit. I'm so happy.
he's a Rhodes guy. Sweet. I think a dramatic. Are they going to make it? They're probably like flying over. There might be this little church that they were aiming for. And it's just kind of like maybe the wheel like knocks the steeple off the top. Yeah. Like, is that close?
So we do a kind of, what is a flight? With Denzel Washington kind of landing in a field.
Yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily an upside down thing, but you know, that kind of way. Like
it needs to be in the middle, like, I think.
Yeah. In the middle of nowhere.
I do think there's like a little church there or a cathedral. It's kind of fun because it's all about demons and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think they land it. They do land it. And I know we didn't emphasize it enough, but in this whole time, it's chaos in the plane, you know? So I think when they land and they're like, it's okay. We've landed, and if people are like, there's still demons, there's no demons left, and like you still have people like who aren't willing to give up their fear, you know? Yeah,
exactly. Why would you? And
then we probably cut to the obligatory ambulance at night putting people on stretchers and stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like
it's over, they've saved the day.
Yeah, we're with Bradley Whitford, maybe, you know, he's kind of getting, maybe he has to give a quick statement to the police officers, you know, kind of like what exactly is that they're going down.
Yeah,
and
he's like, can you tell me what went down? He's like, you're going to need more paper.
yeah, exactly. Where do I start?
You need a thicker notepad.
And he goes, I hope you have a lot of words per minute in your typewriter.
Yeah.
Can we have it where when the ambulance closes, maybe the paramedic that's with him or someone else, like maybe a wounded passenger that's getting into another ambulance or something like with the shock sheet around them and their eyes are a little bit funny or something. Excellent. Or they're acting a little bit.
I definitely think that's the ambulance person.
Yeah,
you know, they're loading someone in and you just kind of turn around,
they close the door, you turn around, look behind them, and then get
in. Because we got rid of the main demon, but we didn't know how many demons escaped, so that's another one.
That's it.
Whoa.
Done.
That's it. It's a wrap.
Happy days. I really like your name, Long Haul.
Long Haul.
Yeah,
okay, so
we just stick with that.
All right, sweet. We'll
knock about 10 minutes off this podcast as well.
That's a good one too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
not too bad. I like words that aren't ominous until you use it in a different context.
That's pretty sweet. All right, we're going to head home.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much to Chris Hay, I think that's how you pronounce his name, for giving us that original story pitch. I think next week we're going to have a reboot challenge.
Yep.
So let us know what you'd like us to tackle, and we will dedicate the episode to it. You can hit us up on these details here.
Yeah, Storybreakers on Twitter, / Storybreakers on Facebook, Storybreakers at gmail.com.
Yeah, you can...
You can yell really, really loud at the top of your voice on the roof of your building, and we might be able to hear it, but sometimes it gets a bit shady.
Drop us some texts, or like tweets, or just drop us a audio file where you're actually requesting it, and we'll play that on our show.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
See you later. Hey, you know I've got to be moving on.